Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. Pit Row time, y'all. Let's talk race cars as we get, let's talk NASCARs as we get ready for elimination for this round of 12 so we can advance to the round of 8. I'm Ralph. We're going to talk about Sprint Cup Series and get ready for what we're going to see on Sunday. You know the drill. We are trying to turn Pit Row into one of the Tiger Bomb podcasts, just like Heart of the Order or Process, where we capitalize on what we see on Sunday and we turn that into daily fantasy Monday winnings. That's what we want to do. So, little caveat is the, you know, how we did last week, not so well as 2 weeks ago. A couple of guys, crash at the end. That Larson thing really messed up a lot of our lineups. That is the game you play when you play DFS racing. It's like golf in DFS. It's like you could have a guy do a DNF, did not finish. That could tank your whole lineup, right? And so, you know, it's very, very heartbreaking when you knew you had the right lineup. These guys run 300 miles, 400 miles, however many laps, hundreds of laps. Then at the end, like last week, something happened with Larson where it's like, oh, and now he's done, right? So nothing we can do about that, but we're going to keep moving forward. Let's backtrack, though, really quickly, and let's go over the Yellowwood 500 at Talladega Super Speedway. Really quickly before we do that, www.tigerbombsae.com. That is where you can find us. This is a Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment podcast. You can listen to Pit Row over at Tiger Bomb. You can listen to Pit Row on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere that you listen to your podcast, you can catch Pit Row. You can also find us on X or Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on YouTube. All search the same way, baby. Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. Like, subscribe, follow, do whatever the applicable thing is, and then you won't miss any new episodes. Okay, now that we got the heavy lifting out of the way, Yellowwood 500 at Talladega Speedway. Gotta love a Dega weekend, man. If you don't like country music in Dega, I'm not sure what entirely is wrong with you. So, you guys know what's funny? I'm sorry about that pause. I was looking at my notes here. I usually take notes on my laptop, but there was a lot going on this past weekend. So what I did was I finished the notes on my laptop, but I started them on my phone. So I apologize about that. But we are green now, Talladega. Very formal start. We get two straight lines to start out. And then right away, the order becomes Logano, Almirola, who qualified on the pole, Larson, Herbst qualified well. Also, if you watch qualifying, that was a nice surprise for him. Briscoe next, shake and bake today as far as the color scheme goes. Brad Kay, Byron, Cindric, Blaney, Wallace early now. Now we get three wide. Hamlin trying to lead the outside run. Herbst just out in front of Denny Hamlin to see if he can get that push. Logano leading the three lanes behind him. Pretty equal. Lap seven now. Third line, not great. It's dying. Blaney on the inside now. Logano middle. Outside is virtually gone. Two wide again. Logano and Blaney up front. Denny Hamlin had to slide back. Pushing Herbst didn't work. Even with Ty Gibbs' help, he hopped in front of Denny Hamlin. That didn't work. Third line is trying to come again, though, and now Truex is leading it. Inside line still strongest. Priest is leading that. Stenhouse to the front now, switching lanes back and forth to maintain. Ford's green pit together, lap 40. Fuel only is what it looks like that they will take early on. And now a bigger group pits after them. Stenhouse back out front as we cycle through. He's looking for big pushes. He'll take whichever lane comes with it to deliver. And so we get two wide here. Cindric getting a big push from the 12 of Blaney inside. So the order becomes Stenhouse, Cindric, Busch, Blaney, Haley, Byron, Harvick, Larson now. Three to go in the stage. We're tight packed. Cindric and Stenhouse battle for the lead. Blaney getting the push, and we get a caution. Chastain on the outside into the wall with some help from the 8. So Blaney takes the stage. The 1 is in dire straits as we end stage 1, though. So he's going to have to figure it out. We get the restart now. Blaney inside, Elliott outside. The five is pushing his teammate. Scraggler is thinking of a third line way back. Larson and Chase dip down low. Bowman on the outside now. Let's see if he stays or slides down with his buds. Cindric behind Bowman. Okay, Bowman does slide down with his buds. Cindric leading the outside. Ford's outside. Chevy's inside at this point at Talladega. But the third line is coming back now. Cindric's line is dying a bit in the middle because of this. Eric Jones leading that third lane strong. He dips down to the inside. McDowell now leading the outside. Back down to two lanes at this point in the race. 16 to go in stage two. Hamlin is now leading the inside, but he leads some green flag pits now. When he gets hit for speeding, Cindric too. So that's going to put a cramp in their styles. Logano out front as we cycle through. So the new order becomes Logo, Brad Kay, Austin Dillon, LaJoy now, Byron, Almirola, Larson, Briscoe, Bush, Suarez now. Hamlin messes up the second and third lines, trying to fall back in eventually. Five to go in stage now. Byron now. Three to go in stage now. Single file up top. Cindric filing in also. Also hit for speeding before. Brad is third. He pops out, makes a second line. A lot of takers. The 24 has limited him. Brad Kay, the 24 is limited him. Brad Kay narrowly takes the stage from Byron. The 24 was right there, right on his heels. Logano is third. The 42 of Josevar will get the free pass barely over Denny Hamlin at the end of the stage two. And then we get at this point in the race, we got a gas can light pit road on fire. That was Ty Gibbs' team that had that actually happen to them. So we go green again now for the third stage. Larson inside, Logano outside. Brad Kay is pushing Logano at this point with 61 to go now. And it's been tame, but we're bound to see fireworks and wrecks as we inch closer to the end. This has been tame for Talladega, but you know how Talladega is. Under 50 to go, 54 lead changes today, only two cautions, surprising. Logano leading via the middle lane, Hamlin ahead in the outside lane, Larson inside. Both inside and outside pretty far behind center. Center line has the momentum at this point in the race. Huge run. Buescher jumps to 17 in front of Hamlin, and the outside is alive. Logano holding. Byron inside now, bringing Blaney with him. 39 to go. Denny inside now, middle lane. Logano pushing Hamlin. 31 to go now. Four wide at points now, if you can believe it. Byron out front, though. Almirola up top. He's strong now. Everybody will be moving to the bottom because we still have to pit to make it to the end. So Almirola slides down low. The four of Harvick is up top, and maybe he slides down low. We get a caution and a wreck. Brad Kay, Austin Dillon, all involved. Ty Gibbs involved. Josevar cooked for the day. Brad Kay looks to be done for the day as well. We get the red flag out. NASCAR wants to work on the wall where both cars had hit. So we get our green flag with about 20 laps to go here in stage three. Almirola strong to the outside. Bowman on the inside. Blaney pushing. Almirola still strong. A third line is forming at this point. Hamlin among those up to the third line. Door to door up front. How exciting. Side drafts keeping the two lines together, though. And the third line has evaporated. We got a caution now. Debris on the backstretch. So NASCAR wants to clean that up. Cindric gets the free pass. He's back on the lead lap. Green again now with 14 to go at this point in the race. Bowman and Blaney. Outside line is slow. Inside is cruising. Five-car lead on the inside. Here comes the outside, though. They go up to block it. Third line is forming. Harvick leading the inside line. Bowman on the bottom. His teammates are behind him. 10 to go now. Bowman hops up top. Hendrick now controlling both lines at this point in the race with 10 to go. The 48 trying to run both lines. Harvick pushing the 48. Elliott out in front inside, though, now. Bowman back down in front of Elliott. He's going back and forth at this point. Bowman gets pushed into the middle. Bowman goes to the outside line now. Elliott is in the front. Herbst leading the middle line with Blaney behind him. Byron now leading the second line. He stepped out from down low with his teammates to pop out and lead that second line. Blaney's pushing the four, and he's in front. Four to go now. Harvick going back and forth now. Harvick down low, blocking Byron. Blaney's in the middle with Hurst pushing. Outside line, Elliott is way back. One to go now. Harvick is clear of the 12. 12 to the inside. The 12 with the push down with Byron pushing. Blaney and Harvick. Harvick and Blaney. Harvick is getting the push outside. Blaney pushed by Byron, who hops down low. The 36 of Hurst running into folks, but Blaney takes it. Barely, by the smallest margin, Blaney is advancing. Oh, mama. Denny with a great fourth-place finish. Nice, exciting finish to Talladega. We didn't see a lot of the crazy wrecks and stuff that we would expect. They did see the crash at the very end, at the end, as the race was concluding there. But pretty tame in terms of Talladega in general, if you ask me. So that is what we saw last week. That sets us up for Elimination Sunday this week. Get your popcorn ready, you guys. We're going to Bank of America Roval 400 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway road course. We's going to North Carolina, Concord to be exact. This is a 2.28 track mile length. So this road track is unlike any other in NASCAR. Unlike any other in NASCAR. Cup Series purse going to be set just over $7.6 million for this one. Race distance is going to go 109 laps. So we got 252 miles with stage breaks at 25, 50, and 109. Defending winner would be Christopher Bell, who had the walk-off victory here in fall 2022. So as we look forward to Sunday's race, after exciting Talladega, six spots are up for grabs. Only six instead of eight because William Byron already punched his ticket. Ryan Blaney already punched his ticket. So they're into that that next round via those wins, but we still got a couple of spots up for grabs. Now, the final transfer spot, that's actually separated only by 2 points between Buescher and Reddick. Between Brad Keselowski and Reddick. This does not bode well for Brad K. Reddick is a three-time winner on road courses, so he has a little bit of the advantage over Mr. Brad K. Keselowski. Now, stage breaks are going to return to the road course here on Sunday. All year, we've not had stage breaks, and they were run without cautions at the end of the stages for all the road races. That's going to change on Sunday. So what that means is a lot of teams are going to have to flip-flop the strategy and then pit with a few laps remaining in the stage so they can gain track position at the start of the next stage. Playoff teams that need points likely going to stay out and be mired in the middle of the pack for the start of the stage because they want to get those playoff points. But if you need that win, you need that walk-off win, you're probably going in a few laps before. Now, the other thing we got to note is the Geico restart zone. It's actually been updated for Charlotte Roval. So it gets moved to the final chicane before the start-finish line on the 2.32-mile layout. In the previous five Roval events, the initial start and restarts fired off from this portion of the oval track that was used as a runoff area on the other laps. So that's not going to be the case this year. So we got a little difference. Goodyear, for their part, it's going to bring the same tire that it's used at all road courses this year. So cup teams will get one set for practice, one for qualifying, and they'll have seven additional sets for Sunday's race in addition to those two. Hendrick Motorsports, this is their ball game, y'all. They live down the street from the track. This is just down the road from them. And they've won three of the last five races here at Roval. They won't have to go far to defend their dominance. A playoff driver has won all five Roval races here, which is interesting as well. Now, the driver who's led the most laps won only one of the last five Roval races. And so we can expect some end-of-the-race excitement, much like, kind of like what we had at Talladega, but probably a little bit more exciting. So a couple things we got to note. Who should we be looking at here, right? So let's take a look. Reddick in that 45. This year, he has averaged 33.3 points per race. I'm sorry, not this year, just in general. He's averaged 33.3 points per race at that Charlotte Road course. That's tops among all playoff drivers not locked into the round of eight. So he has a chance to run strong. He's also the only driver with multiple road course wins in the next-gen car. So, big things expected from Reddick on this Sunday. Brad K, he's currently the last driver in and only by 2 points like we talked about. He needs to pick it up a little bit. He can't do what he's traditionally been doing. Winless in 42 road course starts. Only two top fives in the last 27 road course races and an average finish of 20th on road courses in a next-gen car. So not looking good for Brad Kay this week. That's why I say he's got his back against the wall. He's going to have to essentially race the best road race that he's ever raced in his life. Christopher Bell averaging 33 points at the Roval, which is just a little bit of a tick behind Reddick's 33.3 average. So you got to be looking at Bell as a strong contender here. Mr. I won last year at this time. So yes, you're looking at your Bells. You're looking at your Reddick's, right? Now, also, Chris Buescher, top 11 in the past 10 road course races, top 6 in the last 2 Roval races, and an average finish of 8th on road courses this year. You cannot deny Buescher, and he's been coming on strong at the end of the year, so you want to pay attention to him, especially over his boss teammate. And then road courses in 2023, Allmendinger has also been somebody to pay attention to as well. Basically, he had a 5th to 10th place car in road courses this year. He's looking for that win, though. Undefeated at this track in Xfinity Series competition with 4 straight wins. He finished 4th at Charlotte Road Course last season in the Cup Series. So can Almirola take a step forward, capitalize like he has been doing in Xfinity? And in the last 6 races, the number 9 of Elliott, that Chevy, has 5 top 10 finishes. In 4 or 5 career starts at Roval, he's led 94 laps, if you could believe it. He's won this race back-to-back in 19 and 20. Since then, he's had 2 straight finishes of 12th or worse. So you'll have to buck the recent trends, if you will, after the first 3 Charlotte Roval starts with 6 or better. So he'll have to turn that around. Now, Bowman, in 4 career starts here, he has 4 top 10 finishes. So we were just talking about him a moment ago. And even more reason to think about, you know, Hendrick, Allmendinger, Reddick. We're putting it together, who you guys should be looking at, right? Buescher. Bowman is the only active Cup Series driver to never finish outside the top 10 at the Charlotte Roval. His best finish was 2nd in 2019, but he's only led 2 laps in those 4 starts. So he's got 35-1 odds, but these are the guys that I feel like we got to pay attention to this week. If you can get there, do that, and anchor everything you're doing off of Hendrick, Allmendinger. I just like those guys, right? You want to take a look there at Reddick too. That's what I see for this week, guys. I have not talked about a lot of guys who just traditionally don't do well here, like Hamlin. He's not done well here. There's a couple other guys here, like Wallace, not done well here. These are guys that are going to have to show better than they have. I think Hamlin's probably safe, you know, in terms of elimination. And, you know, Larson is probably safe. But there's a lot of guys that are fighting for a spot that don't have great road course results, especially here. So we're looking to pull, you know, some magic out of the hat on Sunday. But that's what I got for you. Guys, hopefully you enjoyed this episode and hopefully you enjoy the race on Sunday. Enjoy your long weekend if you have it. We will watch it all go down on Sunday. And then you know the drill. We'll come back here next week and talk about what we saw and get ready for the round of 8. Peace. This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.